Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We are joined on the line by the pastor. How are you, Pastor Tukane?
Pushing and pulling, my Lord.
Yeah.
And yourself.
No, well, we are doing well, man. We are fantastic. Great day is great, and we cannot complain at all. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, we're concluding our chat with you, looking at some red flags, you know, to be wary of during the course of any relationship, in particular, the courtship or romantic partnership. Now, Pastor, what are some of the important signs or red flags to look out for in a relationship?
I think this one, it will take us back to the concept of, I think it's the one that we did last 2 days, where you need to see that a person, they are not in line with what you want in life.
Mm.
For example, the purpose of a relationship. Well, sometimes we enter into a relationship without a clear purpose of why are we actually in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then promises that we have made, if we are no longer sticking to our promises, then I think that's where you will know, Gutai, this person, actually they are not ready. Mm. It even goes back to the deal breakers again, where we are saying they are no longer doing what they promised to do.
Mm.
Yes. Number one, if there is no longer commitment, then I think that's a red flag.
Okay.
If both of us, we are no longer committed, because at the end of the day, a relationship needs two people who are committed to what they want. And if now you are the only one who is dragging the relationship forward, you can see Ugutai say sekunobunzima obukhona. Then I think that's where you need to break it off. Because let's say maybe we talk about the issue and then we see Ugutai it's repeating itself. Then you need to break it off. Number two, if there's no growth, if I'm concerned, you are no longer benefiting anything from the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose here is for us to grow, both of us. And if being with you does not benefit me anyway, then I know I should call it off.
Okay.
I would say this. There was an interview that was held between the wife of Bill Gates, while someone was saying, "Hey, you guys, you had money. Why did you divorce Bill Gates?" And then impendulo yashiwo nkosikazi, it was so brilliant. What, my husband stopped growing.
Mm.
That's where I saw Gucci. I need to break it off. We had money, we had everything, but there was no longer anything engayifundayo kuyena entsha. So I had to call it off. So lento ithini even to us, if you are no longer growing kwi relationship, you are stuck on one place, you're going to be frustrated, and then there will be again abuse, and then there will be again indaba zokublamana, where you everyone is blaming each other, you see false like isn't ezinye as a trigger ama anger and other issues because uncool son.
Now tell me, okay. Pastor, thank you so much for that. I thought you were continuing. Thank you for that. Now, in terms of dating or courting, is there a Christian way of dating, or I mean, between Christians and non-Christians? So, do Christians date a particular way, different to non-Christians? Please let us know.
Okay. Okay, it depends. You know, I always say, in Christian's way, abanye, this is what they do. They always say, if you wanna date someone, you date them with the purpose of marrying them, yabo. And then this is what you do. I will talk about maybe charismatics, and then I come to us as Adventists. This is what they do. If you want to meet with them, you're going to invite the third person to go with you. Maybe you go to the park in a public space where everyone can see you. And then that somebody will be there as an elder to watch what you are doing there.
Okay.
And then from there, the girl will go home and then the guy will go home. That's how they are doing it. So that they're actually avoiding things like touching, kissing, and then having sex before marriage. They're actually avoiding such things. And then on the worldly part, which is non-Christian, they are actually doing the opposite. You know, they can do whatever they want to do, but I think the actual thing in Christianity is no sex before marriage. I think some of the things they do them.
Ah, okay.
The actual thing la egui peria with Christianity. It's just no sex before marriage.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's the only thing that separates non-Christians and Christian.
Kodwa bavumelekile ukuthintana nokuqabuzana. As Christians.
Christian. No, I'll be honest. Ngikhuluma ngereality into enzekayo, something that is happening. I've never seen a couple where kuzothiwa here is an elder to guide them on what to do and what not to do. I've never seen that. We always see couples come to church after church, maybe some it's something that is happening. It's just that here we are teaching what is supposed to be done, but we know they are going to do it otherwise, because someone will say, no, I want to spend some time with the person I'm dating, so that we get to know each other, you know. And we know what will happen at the end of the day. I think in our culture, in African culture, it's difficult to say you are courting someone, you are in a courtship with someone, and then such things like kissing, touching, and having sex, those are difficult aspects. Even the one that we talked about yesterday of love, those are things that are difficult to us. We just know, I'm gonna tell you I love you right away. You see, you're such a beautiful girl. Once I spend 3 days with you, maybe slogo sibonana. After that, we know there's something that is going to happen in our culture. I'm talking about our culture.
Yeah,
but in a culture, abelungu, they can be friends for almost 3 to 5 years, and then maybe after that, someone will tell them that, hey, I love you. That is why the word I love you, they don't just use it like we do. It takes time, kubona, to develop to that stage of saying I love you, and then no munye gaza shows or nam gyaktan. But to us, once born mundu njusu ya mtata.
Yeah, shuti, the Africans actually have a natural love, eh?
sometimes I would say that we must differentiate, especially girls. I would give this advice to ladies. They must differentiate between lust and love.
I see.
Because those two are close to each other. And someone can come with love while they lust after you. They just want to chow and pass. And you will think that, hey, this person actually loves me. And no, you are just something. You are just a breakfast again. Yeah. But, so how do you test to go to moon to they really loves you? That's where City Konage, you must test to go to is this love or is this lust? Yeah. Because people now are not honest. Also forget saying gyakthand and I wanna have a future with you. Can't know funu ban a future ne body yako. Kunda ibekile yona future leyo. Not ukuthi wakhe ekhaya now. I've seen that. And I will tell you I youth ihead ngenxa ya leyo nto. Yabo. And after that ayikho nathi into esiyenzayo like to say eh, nina ke senimoshile. How do we fix that? Ngoba benikwe courtship. Who are we reporting to? Ukuthi now I'm in courtship with usibonelo, or I'm in courtship with uLungi or uDumisani. Those are the things that maybe we can say they can guide us while we are saying we are doing courtship. But there's nothing like that. My Facebook will say, abona, buy a post, abase pagi, we are soga, sebe pukile somewhere. How? It's a say, the courtship, yeah, same. What is happening? You see?
Yeah. Now let's conclude, Pastor. Now some view the Christian principles regarding dating as restrictive and unrealistic, especially in the modern world. Now, do God's principles have an expiry date on them? Does Christianity have to move with the times?
I would say no, because God gave us principles or a perspective on how to view things. If you're gonna shift from it and then go and lead to the world, you will be hurt like the world, and you will experience what the world is experiencing. And I make an example.
Yeah.
I think I'll go back to the principles of God. Number one, this is how God did it. Number one, God gave Adam the garden first, and then he gave him his weight, he gave him his presence, and then he said, it is not good for a man to be alone. That's where the problem is. Most of people think every man is not good for them to be alone. And no, not every man that is good for them not to be alone. Some men, it is good for them to be alone. It is actually good. So don't disturb that goodness of them being alone and come and think you're going to change that. Now, after that, God gave Adam Eve. And after Eve, you see that Adam akamshelanga. There is one thing I enzilo Adam. He saw that Eve, he is part of himself. To get that.
Yeah.
Now, meaning what ladies tend to do, which is wrong, they present themselves with what they think men want, but only to find out that is what a man, they present what they think men need. Kanti, a presentation is what men want. And after men getting what they want, now they go and look for what they need.
You
get what I'm saying? That's the principles of God. Now how do you know? How do you know Ugutu when you are following the right principle? I will tell you, most of the guys in the church, they are dating girls, and even if girls are telling them that, Tina, this is the life that we want, but they will say, no, sizowakhimpilo ndawonye. You can never date a woman ungasebenzi, ungenzi lutho, ingekho into ne-income, noma anything obhizi ngayo empilweni. I will tell you that relationship, it will end in sex, it will end in tears, or it will end to break up. Because if as a man you are not doing anything, it's either your girl will cheat on you, because ladies are expecting impilo e right. It's from nature. Ukuthi uzothi you are dating a broke woman and wena awukho broke, ayihlangani naleyo nto. As a man, you need to have into eyenzayo so that a lady will come and help you. In other words, I principle kaNkulunkulu ithi, as a man, if you don't have salary, you don't have a purpose, you are not doing anything in life, yeka ingane zabantu. That's all. That's the principle. Namantombazane, yekelani into ukuthi uzozakhela umuntu. You are not in a construction company yokwakhana nabantu. It's only one man who is able to do that, which is God. When you are following a man who has direction, who knows where they are going. If awenze kanjalo, I'm telling you, they will use you after they use you. When you are not usable, now they will find someone who is useful. So ile ondlela. Number three, okokugcinaka. Number three, the Bible says, now a man shall leave his father and mother and go and cleave to his wife. Now here is something which is very strange. Adam, if iBhayibheli iqinisile, he had to leave God and go and cleave to who? To Eve. Now, I know women don't understand this. They have three houses that God gave to them. Number one is the womb. Number two is the mind. Number three is the atmosphere. They are able to create an atmosphere that a man can live into. That is energy. Now, if a woman, the first house is not good, is not in order, which is the mind, the womb will incubate anything. Uzomithela nanomubani if ingqondo ayithelanga. Now, if the atmosphere yakhe, when I'm talking about the atmosphere, ngikhuluma ngendlela aphatha ngayo abantu, leyo ndlela iyodwa iyenza ukuthi indoda izizwe ukuthi akufanelekile ukuthi ibe kwayo, kumele iyo akhe ikhaya naye. Get what I'm saying? Meaning, bona, this is na inkinga. iBhayibheli lithi, it's blesses the man. Okay, let's see. A good wife is a gift from God. Do you get that? Not a good girlfriend. A good wife. Now, inkinga, they want to play a role of girlfriend. And then, mese befuna a role of wife, a pume girlfriend. That cannot happen. Irole kaNkulunkulu ithi ukhula usuwazi ukuthi you are a wife as a woman, meaning wena kuna kufakwe indaba yokuthi unesibeletho. Isibeletho sithi uzozala, meaning umama usamncane up until ufika kwi stage whereby you can get married, now uzale ube neingane. You get what I'm saying? Now, okay, bona, they want to play that role after they get pregnant. That's why ke amadoda ebashiya nazo lezo ingane, because umuntu usefuna ukwenza into angayijwayele.
Yeah.
And toleration ithi make sure no sex before marriage. God knew ukuthi umuntu esifazane, this is how just in a few minutes, ngichazele mesese siyayeka leadership. Now, you remember the woman at the well?
Yeah.
Is it a Samaritan woman?
Yes, Samaritan woman. Yes.
He had six. Six. Sangan. Ubeseludule kumadoda awu six.
Yeah.
And then uJesu ubekuwe seven. Now, lalela. UJesu, when he comes to the woman, he says something that is very profound. He was building a desire for the woman to talk to him. Now, this is what the woman said. Uthu Jesu, what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce you to yourself. Because wena kula madoda wonke ufuna your true identity.
Yeah.
That's why ulokuthandana namadoda amaningi. You are still looking for yourself. So I'm going to introduce you to yourself, mina, as the last man. Usetike, how am I going to do that? I'm going to give you something that you are looking for. But are we told kula madoda amanye? You get what I'm saying? So now you get in depth. Uma unama XL4 as umuntu wesifazane. Psychologically, uma ufika kulo wesifazane. Indoda le wesifazane will have to date lama XL4 up until ese data nawe usuwedwa. Because umuntu wesifazane ufana namanzi, uthatha any shape afika kuyona. So if kukuthi ufike kwi shape ebhodlela le Heineken uzoba ileyon, if ufike kwi glass ekanje uzoba ileyon. So wena mawufika uzomdata uzoqala u destroy onke lama ex lawa la ekhanda ukuze uzofikela la. That is why uNkulunkulu methi no sex before marriage. Usuke ethi uzo wena mawuthandana nalo muntu lo kusho ukuthi lezi nto lezi ebeyidlula kuyena, sekumele wena uzoba more advanced than that. Why? Because umuntu wesifazane, when you read the Bible, ku Genesis chapter 3, lithi iBhayibheli, wena, your desire will be on your husband. Anganelisho kanjalo. What does that mean? As a man, I'm the one who created desire to my wife. Meaning, I'm the one who create ukuthi angifune kangakanani. So when you have sex, uyenza ngoba you have created that desire. So what actually means ukuthi if I've created a desire 50% and I come to you and I don't fulfill a desire ku 50%, let's say mhlambe ngifika ku 40%, u 10% will remain and then you will go to another man. I create a desire 100%, mesenza 50%, sekusala u 60%. Now, this is what is going to happen. Noma usushadile, all lama space lawa asele, azokuhanta. That is why abantu abaningi besachitha namanje. That one I can tell you, bangakwenzela ama SMS. Khona abantu abasachitha namanje, abayitshela ukuthi they will stop after umshado. But leya desire, indoda yakhe isafaila namanje. Ukumitha lama requirement awavulwa.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much. 1 second, closing remark.
Let's love ourselves enough so that whoever will just blackmail us, ngegamelisa, I love you, will be able to detect lust from love.
Beautiful.
If we can love ourselves enough.
Oh.
Take care of ourselves and trust what we are doing and focus on our purpose, then someone who is truly gonna be committed to a relationship yet, uzobonakala.
Beautiful.
That's all I can say. Oh,
lovely. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We want to praise God and thank you for coming through. I wish you a beautiful preparation day and a lovely Sabbath ahead.
You too, leadership. Ngibonge kakhulu, sir.
Shop, shop.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.